At Juba Diocesan Model Secondary School, all staff and students are required to wear face masks while on the school compound. Everyone is expected to wash their hands with soap at the entrance. At the center of the compound sits another water container where teachers and students wash their hands, and other hand washing facilities are stationed in front of each classroom and near the headmaster's office. Classes are also divided to reduce overcrowding. Before the COVID-19 outbreak, each class accommodated 65 students. Now there is more than 30 in each class, where students sit 1.5 meters apart. And every student must carry a hand sanitizer. The school's head teacher, K. Robert Tomor, worries some schools might run out of resources.
Some of these challenges will need the cooperation from the parents, and then the Ministry of Education and Health, that once in a while they need to come in and support the schools, because the school may not be financially well, because most of the schools depend on what parents contribute. And without any external support, they will reach a point where the schools will really feel the pressure.
Juba Diocesan Model Secondary School biology teacher Lukudu Philip Emmanuel says some students may not be able to buy hand sanitizers and face masks.
The day when we started calling the parents, some of them, for sure, they don't have any money to get a hand sanitizer for the child, maybe even sometimes the face mask, because at the moment we are in the time of the pandemic, our economy is down, and I'm sure they are really running a serious problem in the families.
Germano Lado Swaka, a teacher of religious studies at Juba 1 Primary School, says a local NGO donated hand-washing facilities and hand sanitizers to the school.
NGO actually is very nice for us. They are really taking their part. I think they brought us barrel for washing. Yeah. And then simply what is we are making, because maybe soap, because we need to be buy by money if there's no money.
Now that classes are divided into smaller streams, Swaka says some teachers will be overwhelmed tending to all the different classes. Bridget Juru Emmanuel, a senior 4 student and head girl at Juba Diocesan Model Secondary School, complains it's difficult to breathe while wearing a face mask and says the price of hand sanitizers is not cheap.
This issue of sanitizer, it's hard to find, because about the crisis issue, it's really high, and then buying it at the market is so expensive.
Juru says coping up with the studies is also a challenge, because there are many notes to catch up with. Students were learning at home during COVID-19 before officials ordered schools to reopen on Monday. Minister of General Education and Instruction, Awut Deng Achwil, said last week her ministry would provide schools with hand sanitizers and hand washing facilities.
In order to adhere to COVID-19 protocols, the ministry has to prepare the school to reopen safely. In this respect, we prioritize the wash facilities in schools, such as water and soap, to enable children and teachers to wash their hands. In some schools that have no access to water, we are going to dig the borehole to provide water. Also, the students and teachers will have to wear face masks.
Achwil also says temperatures of students and staff will also be monitored each morning before classes begin. Students have 135 days to complete the syllabus this year, which means they have 6 days of studying per week. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.